Welcome back to the second half of this morning's Gone Outdoors. Kyle Agree and Scott Brewer of Brewer Agree Outdoors talking hunting, talking fishing, and talking anything you can do outdoors on KWSN Sioux Falls and the mighty 790 KFGO Fargo. We're going to welcome back a good friend of ours, Mr. Brett Waldera. Brett is, as we mentioned in the first segment, president of the FM Muskies, Inc. He's also a coach of the Lake Agassiz High School Fishing League. He is very involved in our local and regional fishing scene. Brett, welcome back to Gone Outdoors.
Hey, thank you guys both for having me on again. You know, muskie fishing's my passion, and if I can't fish for them, I like to talk about them.
Absolutely, right? It's a close second if you can't be out there chasing them, that is for sure. And hey, it's the Minnesota Muskie opener today. It opened in the state of Minnesota where you can legally pursue and target muskies. Brett, what does the Minnesota Muskie opener mean to muskie anglers? Is it a slow start to the season for most folks, or do a lot of them really hit it with a lot of vengeance right away?
No, it's a slow start. You know, muskies are one of the last fish to go through the spawning cycle. They typically spawn around 55 degrees. So they're just kind of wrapping up. You know, we had a little bit later ice out later spring this year. I was actually bass fishing 2 weeks ago and saw muskies paired up in the shallows. So I'm guessing they were just kind of starting around 2 weeks ago. So it'll be a little bit slower this year, probably catching, you know, little males. And they get aggressive during the spawning cycle, and they bite each other, so they get pretty beat up. It almost looks like you took a cheese grater to them. It's pretty interesting.
A lot of fish species, when they're done spawning, they get really hungry. They get really hungry, and they go on this little feeding frenzy for a week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, you know, all the way through late May, early June, you know, when you hit that kind of that fishing peak. It sounds like muskies are different, you know, where they tend to go on a big, huge feeding frenzy in the fall, getting ready for winter. But do they not do that after spawn in the spring?
So it's interesting. The smaller males will kind of be active up in, you know, the warmer water and the newest weed growth and everything. But the larger females that spawn, most of the time they go out and just kind of roam open water. And they don't really go on a feeding frenzy, but they look for really protein fish, such as like ciscos and pelagic fish that roam open water. So that's kind of a technique that a lot of people, you know, rely on early in the year, is fishing over, you know, with basically no structure, over 40 to 50, 60 feet of water, looking for suspended muskies that are chasing those ciscos or tulibee around.
The pendulum has swung from one side completely to the other, right? You mentioned it, we had a late winter, late ice out. Spring was non-existent for a long time here. And then all of a sudden, I mean, in a matter of just a couple of short weeks, we went full-blown into summer weather. Is that going to affect how anglers are targeting muskies here this weekend during opener and maybe the first few weeks of the season?
Yeah, I mean, I think so. To me, the years where you have a later spawn, it does put the fish in a little bit of a funk, even when you get a hot spell, fairly close after the spawn. It seems like it just takes those fish a little bit longer to recuperate. So, again, you know, to start the year off, I recommend, shallow, warm water, looking for good weed growth, smaller lures. If you fish open water, I recommend fishing large baits, large minnow baits, crank baits, you know, that are 12 or 14 inches long. Cause like I said earlier, those fish out there, they're not looking for a lot of meals. They're looking for one big meal.
So I'm guessing that, based on what you're saying, if you want a big fish, which most musky guys are looking for big fish. If you want a big fish, you're probably better off out in the open water, out in the basin somewhere. But if you just want to catch your first muskie of the year, maybe put on something a little bit smaller and work those shallow areas, the more traditional muskie areas.
Yep, and you still can catch a big fish, you know, up shallow. There might be some fish, you know, that are still going through spawn or maybe a little later or still, you know, coming out of it. But to hedge your bet, if you want a larger muskie, you're probably going to be better off fishing that open water to start the month of June.
Okay, so for the month of June, is that sort of a stable pattern, Brett, as we go in these first few weeks of season? Or when do the muskies start changing things up and getting into those mid and late summer patterns?
Usually around the 4th of July is when I start spending a lot more time fishing the shallower weed growth. You know, it's starting to kind of mature more, you know, cabbage weeds and stuff, various weeds. So I usually, you know, spend more time open water until about, you know, first or second week of July.
And we've talked about this before, right? The vulnerability of some of these big fish when that water warms up. And I know a lot of folks really are pushing to not target those fish when that water gets at its peak temperatures of the summer. Like, when is your cutoff? Like, when the water hits, what temperature do you stop?
Yep, 80 degree surface temp. It just goes that hot water doesn't hold oxygen, and the muskie fights hard, and they're tired, and the lactic acid is built up in their tissues, and you go to try and release them when the water surface temp is 80 degrees, and they might swim away, but the chance for delayed mortality is like way up. All the studies will prove that. So 80 degrees is really the cutoff to quit targeting them.
You know, that's just really good information for so many of the new anglers to all of fishing, but certainly to muskie fishing. And, you know, during the last 3 years, we've seen a big influx into the sport. And I think it's important to know what those patterns are and, you know, go chase them now once the season is open. But there's that period of time where you want to, you know, pull back a little bit. Brett, just in terms of fishing, I wanted to make sure we were talking off air. It's not just Minnesota muskies that are in the spotlight. North Dakota is coming into its own in terms of its muskie fishery. Tell us a little bit about your recent experiences over there.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we have good muskie fishing in Minnesota within an hour, but you can go in the North Dakota around the Valley City area on Lake Ashtabula. And, you know, they started that program or reintroduced the program in about 2016. And started stocking pure strain muskies and hybrid muskies, which are a cross between a northern pike and a muskie. Those fish are sterile and they can't reproduce. But since 2016, they've put 6,000 pure strain in there and 8,000 tiger muskies, which, you know, doesn't seem like a lot of fish when you compare it to other fish species. But that's a good opportunity for a muskie angler.
That sounds like a great opportunity. And I got to imagine some of those early fish are getting to be a good trophy size or nearing that now.
Yeah, I was over there last week and I actually caught two muskies, a 40 incher and a 41 and three quarter incher. And, you know, I don't want this to sound negatively. I mean, those are trophy fish, but, you know, those are kind of at the top end of those fish that were stocked. And a lot of people consider, you know, a 50-inch muskie the pinnacle or the trophy or the fish of a lifetime. And so those might not be at that range yet, the 50-inch range, but a 40-inch fish is a trophy fish and a heck of a lot of fun to catch. So
a lot of fun, and they're getting close to that 50-inch mark, too. It won't be too many more years down the road. So congrats on both of those, Brett. If folks want information on FM Muskies, Inc., where can they find that?
Yeah, you know, we have our meetings at the Ramada Inn on 13th Avenue, the fourth Monday of every month. They start at 7 p.m. The best thing to do is come to a meeting and introduce yourself. The other thing you can do is go online to muskiesinc.org, and you can research Muskies Inc. that way.
Fantastic. Brett Waldera, FM Muskies Inc. president. Thanks for taking some time out of your day, Brett, and filling us in on some early season muskie strategies. We appreciate it.
Hey, thank you, guys. And the offer's always there to get you guys in the boat again. So hopefully we can do that.
I hope so, too. Folks, I hope you don't go away. We've got a whole lot of Gone Outdoors yet ahead of us. We'll take a quick break and be right back.